Chapter 3. Once again he entered into a synagogue, and a man with a withered hand was there. So they were watching him closely to see whether he would cure the man on the Sabbath, in order to accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand,
"Get up and come to the center."
Next he said to them,
"Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?"
But they kept silent. After looking around at them with indignation, being thoroughly grieved at the insensibility of their hearts, he said to the man,
"Stretch out your hand."
And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. At that, the Pharisees went out and immediately began holding counsel with the party followers of Herod against him in order to kill him. But Jesus departed for the sea along with his disciples, and a great multitude from Galilee and from Judea followed him, even from Jerusalem and from Idumea and from across the Jordan. And from around Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude came to him when they heard about the many things he was doing. And he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him so that the crowd would not press in on him. Because he cured many, all those who had serious diseases were crowding around him to touch him. Even the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, would fall down before him and cry out and say, "You are the Son of God." But many times he sternly ordered them not to make him known. He ascended a mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he formed a group of 12, whom he also named apostles, those who were to accompany him and whom he would send out to preach and to have authority to expel demons. And the group of 12 that he formed were Simon, to whom he also gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. He also gave these the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Then he went into a house, and again the crowd gathered, so that they were not able even to eat a meal. But when his relatives heard about it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying,
"He has gone out of his mind."
Also, the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying,
"He has Beelzebub, and he expels the demons by means of the ruler of the demons."
So after calling them to him, he spoke to them with illustrations.
"How can Satan expel Satan? If a kingdom becomes divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house becomes divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. Also, if Satan has risen up against himself and has become divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. In fact, no one who enters the house of a strong man is able to steal his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Only then can he plunder his house. Truly I say to you that all things will be forgiven the sons of men, no matter what sins they commit and what blasphemies they speak. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit has no forgiveness forever, but is guilty of everlasting sin."
He said this because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Now his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. As there was a crowd sitting around him, they said to him,
"Look, your mother and your brothers are outside, asking for you."
But he replied to them,
"Who are my mother and my brothers?"
Then he looked at those sitting around him in a circle and said,
"See, my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, this one is my brother and sister and mother."